In the week since Leaving Neverland was released, fans have struggled with the sexual abuse allegations against Michael Jackson and if they should keep listening to him. WNYC's Arun Venugopal says this isn't just about our relationship to one artist, but to art itself.
If someone is a great artist but a terrible person, should the price they pay be cultural oblivion? This is one of the central debates in the cultural world, and it concerns people.
The work is separate from the man.
Choreographer Bill T. Jones.
And I realize it's only so far that you can do that, but at this point, in the case of an artist like Michael Jackson, I think you should enjoy the music.
Regardless of the person's transgressions or even crimes, he says. Why he continues to love the work of other artists stamped with ugly labels, like Wagner, an anti-Semite, and James Brown, a violent, abusive husband, and why he thinks of cancel culture, as it's called, incredibly naive.
Oh my God, there's evil in the world. Oh my God, I fell in love with a person who was despicable. Happens every day, dear.
That's not how writer Roxane Gay feels. She recently wrote in Marie Claire, "There are all kinds of creative people who are brilliant and original and enigmatic and capable of treating others with respect. Let us turn our attention to those people," she says, "and to their work." But here's a different take from Margot Jefferson, the former New York Times theater critic and author of On Michael Jackson. She doesn't think we can separate the art from the artist, in part because of the nature of what they offer us.
They give catharsis, they give spiritual redemption, they give erotic excitement. You know, gods do that too.
In artists of the stature of Michael Jackson, she says, we are presented with extreme unearthly talent combined with extraordinary failures and tragedy. It's mythic, and it shapes us in ways we don't fully comprehend.
I mean, we need art to live. We need art to have ideals.
So let us not divorce the man from the work, says Jefferson, and let's not wholesale cancel entire bodies of art. Let us simply apply ourselves to understanding the artist in his or her entirety. For Bill T. Jones, though, art is too important for it to be tainted or sullied by the failings of its maker.
Art does for me what religion traditionally did. It organizes a seemingly chaotic universe. And I say it should scare the past off you. That's why we should value it. It should truly be free. And freedom is a frightening prospect.
Arun Venugopal, WNYC News.